Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on with Desert Mark. Today on the show, we have all brand new music from Camber Kane, Shelby Lee Lowe, and Josh Gallagher. We'll also be discussing the times that I met all three of them, along with a couple of interviews I had with them. This should be a fun show today, and like we do every week, let's take you back to this time last Friday to see where we left things off with. Sitting at the number three spot last week was the first of two world premieres. At number three, we had the incredibly talented Miss Ashley Taylor with the world premiere of her brand new song, Cake. At number two last week was another world premiere. This time it was from Gracie Schramm with her brand new single, Dreamin'. And taking the top spot last week is a song that that a lot of the country probably heard, if anybody out there is a fan of The Bachelor, because Tennille Arts got the opportunity to perform this song on this season's on an episode of The Bachelor this season. At number one, it was Tennille Arts with her brand new single, A Moment of Weakness. And with all that being said, let's jump straight into this week's countdown, shall we? At number three is a guy that I had the pleasure of meeting about 6 months ago, 6 or 8 months ago, or something like that. It was at a CMA festival last June, and he was part of several openers for some a very dear friends of mine at the Springs at their fan club party that I was graciously invited to. After the show, as I always do, I walked up to Shelby Lee Lowe and introduced myself, got a signed CD, et cetera, et cetera. And we stuck up a conversation, and he's become a pretty good friend over the past 6 or 8 months. And I'm excited to see him again hopefully this coming year at a CMA Fest. But with that being said, at number three this week, it's the brand new one from Shelby Lee Lowe called Lock It Down on Indie Country Radio.
Put your hand on the small of her back and she curves against you. She's got the lean in, kiss me vibe. She's real into you. But it seems to me you ain't trying very hard to keep her. If you don't smarten up, somebody's gonna steal her. You got a girl you can love forever. You could do different, but you couldn't do better. Lock it down.
Lock it down.
You're looking at perfection when you look. lock it down,
lock it down.
That is such a great song, folks. And that was at number 3. That was the brand new one from Shelby Lee Lowe called Lock It Down. A singer-songwriter, Shelby Lee Lowe, has the potential to establish what country music has been missing for the past decade: a modern country with a traditional background. A native of Middle Tennessee and a graduate with a degree in music business from Middle Tennessee State University, Shelby learned how to maneuver his way through the difficult obstacles in the music industry, all while honing his craft and preparing himself for a long music career. 2016 proved to be a banner year. Shelby's first full production album was released on Banner Music Records on August 26th. Lowe penned 11 of the 13 tracks and was very involved in the production, as he wanted to be assured the project perfected his live sound as well as portray his artistic vision. Shelby Lee Lowe gives 100% to his craft and commitment to his music career. Establishing himself as an authentic country music entertainer with comparisons to a country artist, we revere, such as Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, and Dwight Yoakam. And let me go ahead and give you guys a rundown of where you can. I see Shelby playing around your area. If the thing will ever come up. Sorry, folks. My computer is being a little slow right now, but there we go. March 22nd, he will be at the local, and I don't have a times for any of these shows, so forgive me. April 8th, he'll be at Evansville, Indiana. The 8th through the 11th at Tropicana Evansville. That's the 8th through the 12th, actually. April 25th, he'll be at Bus Call Nashville at the Tin Roof in Nashville, Tennessee. So again, that was... was my buddy Shelby Lee Lowe with his brand new single, I'll Lock It Down. And let me tell you guys, Shelby is such a performer. I mean, he sounds just as good live as he does on the record. And to me, Shelby is one of the good guys in the industry. So, I'm moving on to number 2. Is another friend of mine, and a former voice contestant, Mr. Josh Gallagher. I met Josh, I want to say maybe a couple of years ago. I think it was 2016. When I met Josh. Have a funny story. I was at this place in Nashville called The Row, and he got up to sing a duet that he'd written with a mutual friend of ours, Haley of Steel Blossoms. So they get up, they sing their duet, and he sits back down. Unbeknownst to me, he'd been sitting right beside me the entire night. So I introduced myself, tell him how incredibly talented he is, and we also struck up a conversation. Fast forward about a year or so after that, Josh made his first appearance on my radio show. And this was before all of his voice fame started happening. And fast forward a few months past that, Josh appears on The Voice and gets I think it was third on The Voice. And I am just super proud of the man. I mean, he's like Shelby. Josh is one of the best dudes in this industry. I remember the last time I saw him. It was in June during CMA Fest as well. Last time I saw him. Oh, wait, it was this past March actually. I'm about a year ago. And he, of course, a few of his singles topped the charts on the show. Ain't No Angels and Picking a Small Town. And I was so incredibly blown away when he mentioned the show on stage, mentioned me on stage, and if that wasn't cool enough, a couple people came up and asked for links to the show where they could listen. So I said all that to say this. Coming in at number two this week, we have another buddy of mine, Mr. Josh Gallagher with How About You on Indie Country Radio.
Three sheets on whiskey, a quarter jukebox spent, spending all my money in this dive I've been living in. Hey boss, last call, before we turn on the lights, another rounder, are you doing alright? No, I ain't doing alright. I'm going crazy. I know I said we would still be friends, but to hell with it, what I really meant is I'm going crazy. face my phone somewhere about 3 a.m. asking how I've been. I'm going crazy.
And just missing out on his third number one single is Josh Gallagher coming in this week at number two with How About You. Josh Gallagher is a small-town boy, singer and songwriter from Crescent, Pennsylvania, who moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2014. And known as country music's newest sensation, Josh has overwhelming support from fans across the nation because of his singing style and personality, which includes heart and soul for the music. He was surged into the final four on season 11 of NBC's The Voice. A fan favorite every week, Gallagher won the Hearts of Millions and built a fan base across the world with his impressive vocals. Following The Voice, Josh had the incredible experience to be coached by Blake Shelton and Adam Levine. But Gallagher also had the opportunity to work with Bette Midler, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and Garth Brooks. Country music legend Garth Brooks is included in those fascinated by the vocals and talent of Gallagher. Brooks advised Gallagher on the set of The Voice, quote, "This kid, as soon as he opens his mouth, you believe him." I said, Brooks, as he insisted, quote, "If I'm a manager, if I'm a producer, if I'm a record label, that's the guy I want because he has the career in front of him. This whole world is going to be listening to you for a long time. You've got it." And Gallagher continues to go far and gain support from country music fans. In Nashville, he's a regular performer at many establishments and has had the opportunity to perform at the Country Music Hall of Fame as well as CMA Fest. In 2017, Josh had the opportunity to sing his upcoming single, which you just heard, How About You, on a float at the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade as well as the Nashville Christmas Parade. And known for his special way of connecting with the audience at his shows, Gallagher's performances are high energy, entertaining, and contagious. A popular opening act for a leading woman, Randy Houser, Easton Corbin, Thompson Square, and Eric Paisley, Gallagher continues to gain popularity with his original songs and recognized across the country music world. Gallagher was just recently named the official spokesperson for A Vision 2025. A volunteer-based organization that has created a vision around bettering the Johnstown, Philadelphia region. Gallagher will help promote the efforts of the organization and assist in much-needed recognition for the volunteers, capture teams, and projects they have completed in communities throughout Cambria County, Pennsylvania. In addition, Gallagher was named the a Goodwill Ambassador for the Giorgio Giorgio Children's Foundation and their efforts to fund medical research and fibromatosis type 1, or NF1. Devoting his time in the studio, Gallagher, age 27, will be releasing his brand new single, How About You. He has currently released 3 songs on iTunes, Picking Your Small Town, We Always Had, and Ain't No Angels. His live performances from The Voice reached a top spot on iTunes and were downloaded by millions. Gallagher is excited for the release of his first album soon, and to continue to entertain fans with his music that involves feeling and heart. Quote, I love playing music and hearing other people sing right along with me, Gallagher said passionately. If the crowd's having a good time, I know I'm doing something right. Following season 11 of The Voice, fans were not surprised as Gallagher was named one of the top 10 most successful contestants on the show, according to A Taste of Country. And speaking from my own personal experience with him, Josh, for as much exposure as he's gotten on The Voice, is still the same dude I met 2 years ago, I think 2 years ago, at the Row in Nashville. Still the same humble dude that he's always been. So again, that was Josh Gallagher at number 2 with How About You. And folks, that brings us to our number 1 song of the week. The artist at number 1 is another dear friend of mine, the lovely Miss Kimber Kane. I met Kimber again at CMA Fest. It seems like I meet a bunch of these people at CMA Fest. It was the final day of CMA Fest, and I was nominated for a WABA award on the Chris Top program. And Kimber was there. I think she was nominated too. I'm not completely sure about that. I'll have to ask her. But anyway, we took a picture on the red carpet, et cetera, et cetera. And she's been a good friend ever since. But at number 1 today, this is Kimber Kane with her brand new single, Dear Love Is Like a Sunday, on Indie Country Radio.
When that morning ray of light comes slipping through my window, I know everything's just right. With your head there on my pillow, it's another don't wanna go anywhere feeling that you're giving to me. Even on a Monday, you make me believe your love. Don't worry about tomorrow or the crazy world outside. 'Cause every minute you're with me, I know I'm always gonna find.
Radio. That was Camper Kane with Your Love Is Like a Sunday. Camper Kane is from El Dorado Springs, Missouri, and is no stranger to the stage. She currently splits her time between Missouri and Nashville, Tennessee. She's been singing on stages since the age of 4 and has won numerous talent contests over the years in many area venues. The Camper has been a state /regional semifinals finalist for 13 years in the Colgate Texaco Country Showdown. And she's opened shows for Billy Dean, Carolyn Dawn Johnson, Jamie O'Neill, and a Lone Star. Branching out to write her own music, Kimber has co-written several songs, and some of her co-writes were in Nashville with Rich McCready and Brian Marr. Brian writes for many known artists, including Justin Moore. Kimber's also written with Don Quinn of Mississippi, and Mark Allen Peters of Nashville. She plans to continue pursuing music and pushing to make her dreams come true. Her new single, was released in July 2017, and a new EP will be released soon. You can keep updated with her and any upcoming events on Kimber's Music Facebook. Facebook.com/ Kimber Kane Music. You can also find her on Instagram and Twitter under Kimber Kane. And like I said earlier, Kimber is another dear friend of mine. We met about 6 months ago at the Commodore Grill in Nashville for the 2017 edition of the WABA Awards. So, I think, I think before I get off here, I wanted to tell you guys what's coming up next on the show. Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have a fellow radio host, Sandra Deegan, joining us, and it's always a thrill to get to talk with a fellow industry people. That is a Tuesday at 4:30 Central. Wednesday at 4:30 Central, we have super talented singer-songwriter Amanda Cooksey with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.